okay, three more minutes, and then that's it. End of profit abstracts for the conference. We did it. Okay, this one is on behalf of Philip Keane and Mohamud, and Philip unfortunately couldn't make it, so I'm going to do my best to present these data for him. So, many gay bisexual men report HIV-related anxiety around sex, and particularly among men who report engaging in condomless anal intercourse with casual partners. And as we've just said, and all throughout the conference and for the last however many years, PrEP is a highly effective biomedical HIV prevention strategy. And there's been some qualitative research which suggests that it can reduce HIV-related anxiety, but nothing very quantitative to date. So we wanted to look at if PrEP use reduces HIV-related anxiety among both high and low-risk gay and bisexual men. And high and low-risk was determined based on the previous iteration of the eligibility criteria. Thank you for changing them. invalidating this whole presentation. But essentially, high risk just means that they met the eligibility criteria. Low risk, they didn't meet eligibility criteria. Once again, we use the 2018 data from the Flux study, which I explained 5 minutes ago. And there was also a scale that was developed for this analysis. So to measure HIV anxiety, factor analysis was conducted from an 8, I think, question scale that then got taken down to 3 final questions, which were: after sex, sometimes I get concerned I might have done something risky. I sometimes worry about about HIV before having sex. And when I'm having sex, HIV tends to come to mind. And again, we just use multivariate regression to identify these factors. So 37% of the study participants reported recent PrEP use. Of these, 73% of PrEP-eligible men were using PrEP, and 25% of PrEP-ineligible men reported PrEP use. Because of the difference in numbers here, given that the PrEP-ineligible cohort, because Flux wasn't a PrEP study, it was about 50-50 split of whether the PrEP users were eligible to be using PrEP or not. People who were eligible to be using PrEP, however, and were using PrEP, reported significantly lower HIV-related anxiety scores than non-PrEP users. And the mean HIV anxiety score was about 9. I believe this is on a maximum of an 18-point scale. Interestingly, while 17% had no anxiety, so they scored less than 3 on that scale, 20% scored above 12, so 2/3 of the scale. And having higher HIV-related anxiety was associated with being younger and reporting receptive condomless anal intercourse with casual partners. So PrEP use was independently associated with lower levels of HIV-related anxiety among men who were eligible for PrEP and using PrEP. And it wasn't associated with anxiety among people who essentially had lower levels of risk. And as the new guidelines did state, so this is a good plus, despite what I've just said about throwing out the presentation, it was really affirming to see that anxiety being mentioned as a reason for prescribing PrEP, because we really do believe that HIV-related anxiety could be an additional benefit of PrEP use, and it could be used in potential demand creation initiatives to target those additional people who may be looking for extra reasons to add PrEP to the HIV prevention toolkit. Thank you.